Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Development plans often create both opportunity and tension in neighborhoods. Take this for example. In Jamaica Plain at present, some residents are welcoming a new apartment complex they say will provide sorely needed housing in Eggleston Square. But others feel it's the beginning of gentrification that could force out long-time residents. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
When developers first came to E&J Autotech, saying they wanted to tear down the building that houses the auto repair shop and put up a six-story apartment complex, owner Enrique Nunez got nervous. But he was assured his shop would be relocated.
Bueno.
I'm going to benefit because they're going to find us another location. Because of this, I support the project.
Nunez says his shop will move a few blocks over to a similarly sized lot.
It's a good thing for the neighborhood. With a project like this, the neighborhood will look completely different. This is progress for practically all of Jamaica Plain.
Eggleston Square straddles the border between Roxbury and Jamaica Plain. It's a heavily Hispanic neighborhood that has seen far less development than other parts of JP, but that's about to change. Developers want to level two buildings, one vacant, one occupied, for the 3200 Washington Street project and put up a new building with a business on the ground floor and 76 apartments. The developer also plans to build six affordable units nearby. No residents would be displaced, and the auto shop is the only business that would be directly affected. Developers say 24% of the new apartments would meet city affordability standards, nearly twice as many as required by the city. But some area residents are calling for the entire development to be affordable.
If it's going to be built, it should be affordable, because I don't want to see my community change at all.
17-year-old Marvin Mendoza lives with his family nearby in Eggleston. He says their landlord is raising the rent on them, and it will force the family out of the neighborhood. He sees 3200 Washington as part of the problem.
You're not going to see people like me in Boston anymore. I can be with my friend right now, and the next day I'm going to be living across Massachusetts probably, you know, in another town, wherever. To me, this community is more than just a home, you know. It's everything, you know. I love this place.
3200 Washington strikes a chord because it's the first development Eggleston Square has seen in years. The six-story building would change the physical profile of the neighborhood, and six more residential projects are being proposed along Washington Street. Eggleston resident Rita Alcaraz says the new developments will force out people of color. She says Latinos will then have to commute to maintenance and restaurant jobs at places like 3200 Washington.
¿Y quiénes son los que van a trabajar ahí?
Nosotros. And who's going to work here? Us. Because white people aren't going to work here for $9, $10, $11 an hour. So we'll have to commute from far away to come and work in Eggleston.
Another sticking point is the very definition of affordability. Most of the affordable units at 3200 Washington will be for those earning about $69,000 for a family of four. Alcaraz says that's way out of reach with the reality of families in Eggleston.
This is an area of poor people, working people, but we work for low salaries. The majority of us have two jobs to pay our rent. And so you come here and build apartments for people who earn $60,000 or $70,000 a year. Only in our dreams can we afford that.
In the face of protests, the Boston Redevelopment Authority last month approved 3200 Washington Street. Board member Michael Monahan said protesters should be applauding developers for building more affordable units than required by the city.
100% privately funded project, going above and beyond the affordability number. No public subsidies whatsoever. I don't know why people aren't clapping. You got 18 units and you really only had to do 10.
The project went through on a 3-2 vote.
You got raised for sale, huh?
The company developing the project is 3190 Washington LLC. Spokeswoman Rosie Gonzalez says the development is just what the square needs.
Creating mixed income and mixed-use housing is what our city is trying to do. It's really how you create healthy neighborhoods. I think that we can keep diversity and we can keep what makes that neighborhood great with adding rental units.
Many in Eggleston Square support the project. Kevin Copps owns a video shop on Washington Street, right across from the Future Apartments. Copps says he's wary of gentrification, but can't oppose tearing down a vacant plumbing supply building for the sake of new housing.
It would be really hard for me to make any sort of argument against more housing in JP. Is it kind of a sign of things to come? Yeah, probably. But again, it's an abandoned building. JP needs housing. Eggleston needs housing. More housing ideally depresses rental costs.
Concerns raised about the Eggleston Square project is something city planners expect they'll confront again soon, as more developers eye projects along Washington Street. BRA Director Brian Golden says the agency wants to involve neighbors in creating a new blueprint for the area.
When the public has input in the plan and development comes along that is consistent with that plan, the public reacts positively toward it. And we've seen that wherever we've done it.
Jamaica Plain isn't alone in this. A similar planning initiative is happening along the Red Line in South Boston. The issue in both neighborhoods comes down to a shift already underway in the city. High demand for housing and business spaces in neighborhoods close to the T. The question sure to persist is this: who will be able to afford to live in the future Boston? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.